Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted to be back on our radio broadcast for the study in God's Word. I just give God all the praise tonight, all the glory. Magnify his holy name on tonight. God is such a good God, and he's worthy. God is worthy. God is worthy to be praised. We're going to get ready to go into our, I'm going to start us just a short devotion. I've been trying to get the music to play. It keeps twirling. I don't know what to do about it, but it's all right. I don't have to have no music. Hallelujah. But it might play. It might play. I don't know. Let's see. Get tired of begging this thing to play. We're going to get ready to do a scripture. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 108. Psalms 108. Oh God, my heart is fixed. Sing and give praise even with my glory. Awaken, psaltery and harp. I myself would awaken early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will devise Shechem and meet out the valley of Succoth. See, Succoth, Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Eden will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistine I will triumph. Who will bring me unto the strong city? Who will lead me into Eden? Would not thou, O God, who has cast us off, and would not thou, O God, go forth with our host, give us help from trouble? For vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do vanity. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. I have just read you Psalms 108 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Let me see. I ain't going to ask it too much more. Let me get this music to play, and it's not playing. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we confess right now. We repent. We ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just come now, God, asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to move me, God, from self, from this flesh, and just let the Holy Spirit just reign, God, and teach and minister to us on tonight. Father, I just I don't know nothing of myself, God, but I give everything in my mind, God, every right thing in my mind come from you, Lord. So I have nothing and no knowledge of myself, but it's from the Holy Spirit of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, God, to take over and take control, Holy Spirit. Teach us, Holy Spirit, on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your power over this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone that will listen to this radio broadcast for the study of the word of God. Lord, I ask you to bless their homes and families, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every vehicle, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover and bless on tonight. And I bind up the strong man tonight. I bind the strong man up tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every medium, every demon on assignment, every sex demon, every incubus, every succubus, every spirit of affliction, every spirit spouse, you're bound. Every marine spirit, you're bound right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you say suffer a witch not to live. In the mighty name of Jesus, that means to die. Father, I just pray now in the name of Jesus that you bind them in heaven, because they are already bound in earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to send them to a dry place. You say suffer a witch not to live. Lord, I ask you to bind them up right now from our lives and from this Bible study. Lord, we praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. We just give God reverence, who is everything to us and to me. He is my life. And to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here tonight. We're going to get ready to go into our reading. Prophetess Brown, I can read tonight. You don't have to try to read.
I can read.
You sure?
Yep.
All right.
First Kings chapter 5. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon because he heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father. For Hiram had already loved David. Then Solomon went to Hiram, saying, "You know how my father David could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God because of the wars which were fought against him on every side, until the Lord put his foes under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And behold, I propose to build a house for the Lord of I propose to build a house for the name of the Lord, my God, as the Lord spoke to my father David, saying, your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, shall build the house for my name. Now, therefore, command that they cut down cedars for me from Lebanon, and my servants will be with your servants, and I will pay your wages for your servants according to whatever you say. For you know there is none among you who has skill to cut timber like the Sidonians." So it was, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly and said, "Blessed be the Lord this day, for he has given David a wise son over his great people." Then Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, "I have considered the message which you sent me, and I will do all you desire concerning the cedar and the cypress logs. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon to the sea. I will float them in rafts by sea to the place you indicate to me, and will have them broken apart there, and you can take them away. And you shall fulfill my desire by giving food for my household. Then Hiram gave Solomon cedar and cedar logs according to all his desires. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat as food for his household and 20 cores of fresh oil. Thus Solomon gave to Hiram year by year. So the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, and as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them made a treaty together. Then King Solomon raised up a forced labor out of Israel, and the labor force was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. They were 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was in charge of the labor force. Solomon had 70,000 who carried burdens and 80,000 who carried squandering stones in the mountains, besides 300 from the chef of Solomon's dispute, who supervised the people who labored in the work. And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the temple. So Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gibeah builders quartered them, and they prepared timber and stones to the people in the temple, to build the temple. Amen.
Amen. And it came to pass 480 years, 80th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, the length thereof was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, and the porch before the temple of the house 20 cubits was the length thereof according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow light. And against the wall of the house he built chambers round and about the walls of the house, round about both of the temple and of the oracles. And he made chambers round and about. And the nevermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For without in the wall of the house, he made narrow rest round and about, that the beam should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool, iron, heard in the house while it was in building. The doors for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up with winding stairs into the middle chambers, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the words of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou would walk in my statutes and execute my judgments, and keep all of my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my words with thee, which I spake unto David, thy father,
and I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it, and he built the walls of the house with boards of cedars, both the floors in the house and the walls of the ceiling. And he covered them on the inside with wood and covered the floor of the house with planks of fir. And he built 20 cubits on the side of the house, both the floors and the walls with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within, even for the oracles, even for the most holy place. And the house that is the temple before it was 40 cubits long. And the cedar of the house within was carved with knops and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone seen. And the oracles he prepared in the house within to set there the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And the oracles in the forepart was 20 cubits in length and 20 cubits in breadth and 20 cubits in height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold and so covered the altar, which was of cedar. Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold. And he made a partition by the chain of gold before the oracles, and he overlaid it with gold. And the whole house he overlaid with gold until he had finished all the house. Also, the whole altar that was by the oracles he overlaid with gold. Cherubims of olive trees, each 10 cubits high. The five cubits was the one wing of the cherubim, and 5 cubits was other wing of the cherubim, from the uttermost part of one wing unto the uttermost part of other wing. No, others were 10 cubits. And the other cherubim was 10 cubits. Both the cherubims were of one measure in one size. The height of one cherubim was 10 cubits, and so was it the other cherubim. And he set the cherubims within the inner house, and they stretched forth wings, and they stretched forth the wings of the cherubim so that the wings of one touched the one wall. And the wings of the other cherubim touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. And he overlaid the cherubim with gold, and he carved all the walls of the house round and about with carved figures of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers within and without. And the floors of the house he overlaid with gold and within and without. And for the entering of the oracles, he made doors of olive trees. The entail and inside posts were a fifth part of the wall. The two doors also were of olive trees, and he carved upon them carvings of the cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold and spread gold upon the cherubim and upon the palm trees. So also made he for the doors of the temple post of olive trees, a fourth part of the wall, and the two doors were of fir trees, and the two leaves of the one door were folding, two leaves of the other door were folding, and he carved thereof cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and covered them with gold, fitted upon the carved work. And he built the inner court with 3 rows of hewn stone and a roll of cedar beams. In the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid, in the month of Ziph, and in the 11th year, in the month of Bull, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it. So was he 7 years in building it. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. That Solomon's something else. Yes, he is. We're going to answer these questions. The five. Who did Solomon ask to supply him with materials to build the Lord's temple? Who did he ask?
Hiram.
Hiram. In chapter 1. I mean verse 1, I'm sorry. Ain't that right? Let's see. I got another verse down here. Mm-hmm. In verse 1, he asked him to, he said, and Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servant unto Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his fathers, for Hiram was ever a lover of David. No, it wasn't. Let me see. Oh, it was 5. I got the verse right. I thought it was 1, but it's verse 5. It says, and behold, I purpose to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spake unto David my father, saying, thy son, whom I will set upon thy throne in thy room, he shall build an house unto my name. That's still wrong. So it must be 9.
Is it verse 11?
I got it circled. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000. Mm-mm. It's right here. It's like in Hiram sent to Solomon saying, I have considered the things which thou sentest to me for, and I will do all thy desire concerning timber of cedar. And concerning timber of fir, my servant shall bring them down from Lebanon unto the sea, and I will convey them by sea and float unto the place that thou shalt appoint me, and I will cause them to be discharged there, and thou shalt receive them, and thou shalt accomplish your desire in giving food for my household. Says who this Solomon, he asked Hiram forward, but he didn't ask him until verse 8. I got 5, but it's verse 8. How did Solomon repay him? And I just read that in verse 11. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's what I thought we was answering.
No, I was still trying to find the word of the bottom. Yeah, it's verse 11. How many men did Solomon have to help construct the temple?
It's verse 15, 30,000 men. What's that, 80?
Oh.
I saw that, and then he said he had some other, like, 70,000 and 80,000 or so. He had other men to do other things, so I was kind of confused as to how many men he actually had to construct the temple. I put 30,000 too, but I wasn't sure after that verse. You see where he had men, other things?
In what verse?
Okay, verse, Hiram gave 20,000.
Okay, 13 or 14, it says that the labor force was 30,000 men.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then in 15, he says Solomon had 70,000 who carried burdens and 80,000 carried quandary stones and mountains besides 3,000. So I didn't know. I don't know whether you were adding up all those with the 30,000 or what? I didn't know.
I'll say 30,000. I mean, because 30,000 ain't wrong. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take 30,000 to do that, to build the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go over to chapter 6. In what year of Solomon's reign did he begin building the temple? And it should be in verse 1. That's what I got down, even though it might. And I'm going to say, and it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. Did I say it? The fourth year? Yeah. The fourth year. And then, in what year of Solomon's reign did he complete the temple?
Was it the 11th year?
It's the 11th year, but what verse is it? Yep.
Verse 38.
Yep. It sure was. Mm-hmm. It was the 11th year. And y'all got y'all Bible. Y'all see Solomon's temple, great court of the outer court, the holy place, the ark of incense, the brazen altar.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. The upper or inner court, the molten sea, I mean layers and what's that, bases, the veil. You had to go behind the veil to get to the ark. The holies of holies is behind the ark. And the veil is on one side, then it's the ark, then it's the holies of holies. The tables of shewbread, the chambers. This is an amazing building. And he put it all in gold. You know that's something. All in gold. So do we have any questions or comments?
I was curious about, if maybe you can help me with this, why did God repeat his promises to Solomon?
About, I feel like he repeated them so he'll make sure he understood what he was saying, because he had a lot of stock in Solomon. He wanted him to know that I'm going to tell you this again. If you keep my commandments and you do this and do that, I'll be with you, or whatever he told him. I probably would do the same thing, because he just want to remind him, because, see, God seen them women coming, baby. You know God seen ahead of time. Because he's going to marry every Canaanite woman. He's going to marry. He's going to screw every one of them. And then once he screwed them, he had control. They had control over him. Like, come to church with me and worship my God. Coming up next, that's why he repeated it. Because he seen what Solomon getting ready to do. Solomon getting ready to get all them. What he have, 100 concubines and all that. 100,000 wives, all kind of stuff. And ain't no one man going to be able to handle all them without worshiping their God.
Mm.
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it said, concerning this temple which you are building, you know, if you walk in my statues, you know, and I think that you know, some pastors, and I'm just saying, maybe they don't, but, you know, from what I've seen, you know, some
pastors,
they just, they don't, you know, they don't take that, you know, into consideration, you know, you know, concerning the temple of God. You know, and I know that our body is God's temple, but when he built mm-hmm. this temple, he reiterated God's promise, you know, and if we as pastors and apostles and preachers, you know, if we walk, you know, in God's statutes and keep
that's right
commandments
that's right,
and you know, it's nothing that God wouldn't do for us, you know, and
yeah.
you see so many churches folding and falling and burning and
mm-hmm.
You know that somebody did something that they shouldn't have, you know, done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and reading, and when you finish up reading this chapter, you know, it just, the building, the temple was plundered after, you know, 5 years after Solomon died.
You mean the book or this chapter? Because I ain't seen the title.
Well, it's gonna come up in Kings 14, chapter 14.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mhm.
Yeah, the glory, the temple glory, quickly faded.
Mhm. Because Solomon fell into sin.
Yeah.
He fell into sin, so a worshiping idol of God. Mhm. And you know, God probably was so hurt and stuff because he loved David so much. But David had too much blood on his hand to build his temple. That's why he couldn't do it. So he promised David, I'll let your son do it. Because David the one wanted to do it, though. And that man, Hiram, he was, he loved David, too. So he was really trying to keep a good core with Solomon because he loved David so much.
Caught up in the building. Israel
got
right. caught up in the beauty of the building.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we get caught up in these fancy mega churches. We just get caught all
mm-hmm.
up in it instead of the
mm-hmm.
God of the mega church,
yeah.
of the temple.
That's right.
You
That's
know, and
right.
they took
That's
a focus off of God. And God says, you know, concerning this building, that if you will keep my statutes, you know, keep your eyes on me.
That's right.
And keep
That's
my
right.
my commandments. Don't not do that. And they got so caught up in that beautiful, beautiful temple, and they took their eyes off of God. They worship the temple
mm-hmm.
and not God. And
mm-hmm.
showing up,
that's
you know,
it.
God is a jealous God, and showing up, it didn't last.
Mm-mm.
But
no,
I'm,
it did,
I'm ahead of that. Yeah.
It's all right. It's good to be ahead. That's why I was telling Carlin that I love to read ahead, but then I get it mixed all up good. But the thing is, the next thing, He gonna sin against God. That's why I feel like God repeated it. Now look, I'm telling you now. I'm telling you the promise I told you before. If you keep my commandments, he didn't want Solomon marrying that Canaanite wife. Do you hear me? Because he been trying to keep Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob from Canaanite wives. He told them don't sleep with them women. He told them. And here, way on down in the generation, here comes Solomon, got him about five of them because he had so many wives and concubines and know that they was going to get him to go to church with them, go to their temple. And he did just that. He did just that. So he had a right to keep trying to remind them, look, I'm counting on you to keep my statutes, my commandments, and remember the promise I made. Don't forget it. Don't do what you're going to do. But God knew he already knew he was going to do it. He already knew this. Mm-hmm. So, it's good to me. It's always good to, when you can build a house of God anyway, you know. And I feel like, too, God, long as it's a house of God, you know, it could be big or small, I think God will move it, because, you know, it was a church where God's spirit departed from it, Ichabod. You know, so you had to be real careful when you're a leader or a pastor over a house, how you care the house, how you view the house, you know, and what things that you allow to go on in the house, because not only do they look at it as, you know, beautiful and all that kind of stuff, the things with gold and all that kind of stuff, but it's bad stuff, too, to go on in the houses of God and stuff like that. That's why the temple is our bodies now and not that building. Because too much stuff go on into the house of God, too. Mm-hmm. Any more questions or comments? Nala, you help yourself on that one, then.
Yes, ma'am. I talked myself through it. And just reading, the promise was to Solomon and his descendants. It was just not to Solomon. If you walk in my statues.
Yeah.
You know, it was to Israel as well. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it's dependent on Solomon's and his descendants' obedience. You know, a lot of times stuff be going on in the church. That's why pastors and apostles, you know, they have to be right before the Lord so that they can teach the people the way they're supposed to be taught, leading of the Holy Spirit. So that these foolish things won't be going on in the church, so God won't turn his building down.
Right. Yeah, because we have to tell them the truth. I don't care how bad it hurts.
Tell them the truth.
We got to tell them the truth. They got to know the truth.
The presence
That's
of the
only
Lord
way they gonna...
God to be in the building.
Yep.
So that he can change
gotta
people.
Tell yep. Absolutely.
If not, you'll have stuff going on in the church that you don't know, but the head, the man or woman of God should know, shouldn't be surprised, or they should know what's going on in the house of God.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You just have to know how to God give us wisdom, how to deal with different things. Mm-hmm. You're so right. Yep. Any more questions or comments? I hate when it's this short. We ain't got no more questions to answer. That's what sometimes I be like to do 3 chapters sometimes because it take up all of the time. But a lot of this chapter, one of the chapter 6, was about measurement in the house of God. Mm-hmm. And how Solomon built it, how he got it together. He navigated that thing together where it would look. He knew just how to make the house of God. He knew just how to make it. And got the oracles, the holies of holies, the altar of incense, everything is just perfectly done. And I know that he was well pleased with Solomon.
So is this a place, mm-hmm. this temple, is this a place where God lived?
He lived between the cherubim on the altar. You know the Lord is on the Ark of the Covenant between the cherubim. You know, you had to go behind the veil to get to that. You remember over there, I don't forgot what book it was in. That's why he that man died when he tried the thing was finna fall over. He tried to catch it, and he instantly died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just a regular man. Them priests had to be the one, and they couldn't touch it. They had them rods through the holes holding it. They could not touch the Ark of the Covenant. Could not. You would instantly die. And he instantly died. God got angry. Don't touch me. So they kept him behind the veil. Mm-hmm. That's where you go talk to the Lord. That's where the priest went and tied a string around him. If he was in there too long, they pull him out. And all up under all that glory, that power. You better not go up in there. You done did something wrong. Mm-mm. Yep. You shouldn't want to go before God when you done did something wrong. Listen, you're done repenting. But them priests was expected to do and be a certain way. That's how I know God expects for his leaders to be a certain way. You can't go before God any kind of way. You can't do it. Mm-mm. You won't never come out. Yep. I love this Old Testament. I love the New Testament too, guys. But because this Old Testament just builds you up and gets you ready for the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of examples in the Old Testament. All of what the prophets and stuff went through, all of what David and Solomon went through in this bloodline leads to Jesus Christ. Mhm. Yep. Any more questions or comments?
Yeah, I have a question. So, if this is the same ark that we were referring to, like you just talked about, where the priest or whoever touched the ark mm-hmm. and died, is this the mm-hmm. same ark? So, where
yep.
has it been, like all this time? If Solomon is rebuilding this new beautiful temple. It just was non-existent or something?
No, it wasn't non-existent. They had it put up. I forgot. It's back over in, let me see. It's either in 1 Samuel or Judges somewhere. It's not Joshua. It was in Joshua, but I believe they put it somewhere. They because I know. You know, they was fighting. It was in David's time. It was in Samuel because the Philistines had took the ark or somebody took it to the Philistines. It was in Moloch or whatever it was, Mo something. Anyway, David fought and got it back, and they took it to this other city, and the city was being so blessed. Israel wanted it back because that city was being blessed because they allowed the ark, which is God, to come into their city. And then David and them went in there and took it back and took it to Israel, Jerusalem, somewhere, Judah, somewhere, Jerusalem. And that's where it was until this thing, until the temple got ready. Mm-hmm. No, it was David. They fought for that. Mm-hmm. Because they had fought and the Philistines took it because they lost. Mm-hmm. And remember, I don't know if this is the same place. I'd be trying to remember, but remember they had put it in there with some other gods. And them gods kept falling and breaking. And they come back and sit it back up. And they'll leave out, and they'll make, and the Lord will make them, God will make them fall off of there again. You don't deserve to be up here where I am. Mm-hmm. And then all that stuff was happening, and they figured it was because of the Ark of the Covenant. They took it to another place, started with an M, and that place started being blessed because the Ark was there. And then when David and them saw how blessed that place was, they went and got it. They sure did. Over in Samuel.
Mm.
Yep. So lost it in a fight, in a war. I forgot the name of the place. It wasn't really in hiding. It was just It was just they lost it in the fighting, them Philistines, and they took that Ark of the Covenant and went.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got a temple, because see, I don't know whether it was David or somebody, I think it was David, the people was upset and crying and stuff about they didn't have a house for the Lord. They knew they needed a place for the Ark of the Covenant, and they didn't have one. And David had built himself one, or somebody had built themselves a house and had built one for the Lord, and David wanted to do it, but God said no. He said, you got too much blood on your hands, man. Too much blood on your hands. And he couldn't build it, and he promised him he was going to let his son build him a house. Mm-hmm. And then, just like I say, he always skipped over the older son, because there was another son, and got the baby boy, Solomon, to do it. He got Solomon to build a house. I was trying to look and see if I could see where they took it. It was after Absalom, I think it was after Absalom. A rebellion. Absalom.
So you saying the Ark of the Covenant was in this temple?
No, it wasn't in this temple right here. They took it somewhere else. They had took it somewhere else, because I'm telling you, the Philistine was fighting. Remember when David? I don't know if he was somewhere else. Anyway, they went out to fight, and they lost to the Philistines. And then there was some more groups that joined the Philistines. But then the Lord jumped in there, and they got whooped. But the Philistines had the Ark of the Covenant, I'm telling you, with them. I'm going to see if I can find this thing. The Philistines took it because they was gone, and David went to a different place, and he stayed there. Was it David? Yeah, it was David.
Yes, ma'am, it was David.
Mhm. It was David.
I have to find it in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It was
it's the revoke of the kingdom, and the king went on. Okay, and the men of Israel came to the king and said unto the king, "Why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen thee away and have brought king and his household and all of David's men with him over Jordan?" And all of the king of Judah answered the men of Israel, "Because the king is near of kin to us. Wherefore then be ye angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all the king's causing to see?" And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah. Let me see. And there happened to be there a man, Beliah, whose name was Sheba, the son of Berechiah, the Benjamite, and blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we inherited in the son of Jesse, every man in his own tent, O Israel." Let me see. And David followed Sheba, the son of It's somewhere in the lines of this, in roundabout. Let me see. Then said the king of Amaziah, "Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here to present." And I think that's around the 20th chapter. And there was a famine in the days of David 3 years. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, it is for Saul and his bloody house because he slew the Gibeonites and the king. Oh, you know what it is, muted. I'm sick of this doggone stuff. This don't make no sense. The devil is a lie.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Lord. Make me see. Go ahead, baby.
So, the house which King Solomon built divided into two rooms, the holy place and the most holy place, where the Ark of the Covenant was. Was it Solomon's temple?
It is, but it wasn't. He just built Solomon's temple, right?
So it wasn't there yet.
It wasn't there yet.
Okay.
It's there now, but it wasn't there then.
You got it then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. The Philistines had it. I'm telling you, who had it then, I think David whooped them. They whooped them, and they took it to a close place. And they went to that close place and left it in Moab or somebody. Anyway, they were scared of that ark because they know God didn't play. They were scared of the ark, so they was trying to put that ark down somewhere.
It said it resided. It said the Levites carried the ark with them during the Hebrew wandering in the wilderness. Following the conquest of Canaan, the promised land, the ark resided at Shiloh. But from time to time, it was carried into battle by the Israelites. Taken to Jerusalem by King David, it was eventually placed in the temple by King Solomon.
Mm-hmm. But see, when... See, they kept, because I guess that was David that did that, took it out there into battle, and that's how the Philistines got it, because they lost. They lost. And then they took it, and I'm telling you, they went and sit it in they little gods, and the father, they kept, every time they come in there, one of them gods be on the floor, all of them be on the floor. And they wondering, why is this thing happening? And after a while, it was nobody up there but the Ark of the Covenant. And they knew that that God was doing this. They knew it. And so they thought, they said they didn't want it in their camp. They didn't want it in their camp. Let me see, I'm almost about to get to it. I don't think David. I don't know, but all I know is the last, okay, now it's this far. It's not this far. I'm right down here where the last words of David. But, I shouldn't be there for. I should be either in the first part of Second Samuel or the last part of First Samuel. The last one. But the Philistines and the death of Saul. Yeah, but that's what happened to it. I'm gonna find it though for y'all for Thursday. I'm definitely going to find it because I know they put let's see, David's proposal, God's disproposal, God's promise, David, let me see. He defeat the Philistine, and I think they took it to Moab or somewhere. Somewhere they took it, that the Ark of the Covenant, and that place was blessed beyond measure, and they just saw how blessed it was. They went and David said, we finna go get this thing and bring it on in Israel, Jerusalem. And that's what they did. Mm-hmm. So it was good. I mean, I can't remember it was, you know, let me see, the ark was to be carried by the sons of Kohath, not by the cart or vehicle. David adopted a Philistine. Anyway, I'll find it.
I'm looking at Exodus.
It says the ark brought to Jerusalem, David, and David arose and went with the people that were with him from Baal, valley of Judah, to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, that dwelled in between the cherubims. See, he had to go get it because he, over here in chapter 5, it said, and the Philistine came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come on the mulberry tree. See, God was putting them around so they can win this thing. And it says, and David did so, and as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba, G-E-B-A, until thou came to Gazar. But they got that ark. They won that, or they fought and got that ark back. Yes, they did right there, and they took it to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
They took it to Jerusalem because they took it to a place in that city, God bless, and David and them got it. Let me see, the city of David, Michal's. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna get off of here, and we can look for it because that's good. Where was the ark go?
Mm-hmm.
But I knew where it went. So that's good. I really like that. But Thursday, I have it for you because I'm gonna read all that over again. And it's good that question was asked because then it'll make you think. You know, you want to make sure you know if somebody
That's
else
right.
on the street asks you. Mm-hmm. We have to know, you know, and we can't
That's
learn
right.
everything in every lesson, but Bible study. But if we learn something, like we have, ask the Lord. I thank and praise God for you all. I thank and praise God for y'all coming on here for Bible study. But I've had a blessed evening.
Amen.
I've been prayed for two or three times this evening. I just give God all the praise and the glory. I feel so much better, energized, and blessed of the Lord. Y'all, I'm ready. God is doing some things, and we got to get ready for the blessing that's going to come our way. God is really, really doing some things. Mm-hmm. I spoke to an apostle out of Dallas, Texas tonight, and he prayed. Then he just told me, he just kind of loved on me a while. He said, you know what, I don't know you. He said, but I love you. He said, you got a nurturing gift that you just nurture them back. That man ministered to me a while tonight, him and his wife. It was good. Mm-hmm. I thank and praise God. Then he called this evangelist out of Memphis, and she got on there hooping and speaking in tongues. Girl, I said, whoa! I couldn't do nothing. They prayed for me tonight. Mm-hmm. So it was real good. I didn't really get off from them until about 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 our time. I said, I got to get off of here and get ready for my Bible class. But it was just so good. And God, when you need ministering to, God will minister to you. He uses people to minister
yes,
to you.
Yes, He will. That is
mm-hmm.
so true.
And I just thank and praise God for it. And, you know, I know some things going to come out of it. You know, I may get him to come here because he's a heavy prophet. He picked up so much, and he also told me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, he is the man that's going to help me get that 501c3. You're a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I
wow.
thank and praise God. He's the millionaire.
Thank you.
He said, I'm going to help you.
Thank God.
I'm going to help you, Apostle. I just thank and praise the Lord for it. So we talked for about 2 hours. Yeah, so I had to get off of that, though. But they prayed for me a while. He prayed for me before that lady got on there. And when she got on there, she took it up. Mm-hmm. She took it up. They blessed my soul on tonight. So I just see new doors opening. I see us going places. I see what God is doing. He told me, he said, yeah, she left, but she'll be back. And he said, you still tell her the truth. I didn't tell that man nothing. Do you hear me?
He didn't say no she name. He just said she. Okay.
She. I said, look at you, God. He said, she coming back. Still tell her the truth. He said, and God know who to move out of your ministry. Do you hear me? Before he take you where he finna take you. That man blessed my spirit. I said, look at this man with his country, Dallas, talking self.
That's God. It's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to minister to us when we need it. God is good.
Yes. And he brought that lady on. She ministered to me. Mm-hmm. She said, I don't care what the doctor said wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. That don't belong to you.
Mm-mm. We know that. We've been standing on that for years. That's confirmation. Yes. Mm-mm.
Yes, he did. So I just thank and praise God just for that. You know, she told me to claim it. She told me, she said, sow your seed for your healing. She said, ain't got to be no big seed. A seed is a seed. That with a woman, she came with two pennies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said by the fifth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they was talking to me about getting on the radio, doing the service on the radio here. So I said, I'll always be on Facebook Live. He said he can still be on live, on Facebook Live. Okay.
Wow.
So I just thank and praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you're going to see some in a minute. Y'all going to see some moving and a shaking in a minute. Because I'm telling you, he getting things together. When I tell you, and the people of this ministry going to be full-time ministry, you ain't going to have time to work. You're going to have to be trying to be keeping people witness and stuff like that.
Praise God.
I'm telling you what I just thank God. He said, you got to do this, this, and this. He said, and you might get it. He said, usually you get it in 30 days. He said, but give them 2 months, 3 months. I'm finna get this. I'm finna do this stuff this week.
Right.
He said, if you don't have the fee for it, he said, call me. I'll give it to you.
Thank you,
God.
Look at God. Look at God.
And so he said he's going to help us get some grants and things like that. He in everything. When I tell you that man, whew, him and his wife got it going on. So it's been just a good evening, and it's been so encouraging to me. You know, he was telling me, he said, you got a loan. He said, you got so much work to do for God. I don't even know what you talk about. He said, you may as well spit that out your mouth. Because, you know, they told me I had a big blockage in my heart today, in my artery. That's okay. He said, ain't your chest hurting? I said, no. Is your leg swole? I said, no. I said, I walked a half hour on the treadmill this morning. Well, do you get out of breath when you go up the steps? I said, sometimes when I run up the steps.
I ain't messing with them people. The devil is alive.
A blockage. Yeah. You know, I ain't got no blockage. I'm going to keep saying I ain't got no blockage. Ain't got no blockage. Amen. Might be somebody else. That's right. It is not man. I got too much work to do, and God told me that right in this room today. He said, your life is mine.
Hmm. Yes, it is.
Ain't nobody else. You belong to me. He surely told me loud and clear today. So I thank and praise God. I ain't going to keep y'all on the phone talking about this stuff. I'm just so thankful because now I can see where God is going. I can see what he's doing. I can see.
And the devil mad, and he'll lie.
And he mad. He'll mad about this healing and this service. So he didn't attack me. He didn't attack Carlin. Both of us
trying to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't nobody saying about what no doctor said. We really not.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. The devil is a lie. He can go on with that lie. But,
amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ain't your chest hurting? I said, no. Ain't your leg swollen? I said, no. Do you get out of breath? No. But should I be pushing? Yeah, how am I going to get out of breath?
That's what the doctor asked.
He was asking me them questions.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at him like, no, I walked 30 minutes this morning.
So what? They want to do something. What they want to do now?
Dang,
they could go on
nothing
with their life.
He told me, well, I check back with me in 4 months.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So if something was really
about trying to scare you,
like they messed around and did with that defibrillator, that ain't happening
right
anymore.
That's right.
You
that's
can go
right
on.
Stand it on his word.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You healed, been healed. God been healed
yeah
you.
Yeah.
The devil is
told
alive
me.
Not, he ain't going for no more lies.
Right. Next week when I start my fast, she said, just be sure you take your medicine, but fast anyway. I said, I am. Mm-hmm. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fast anyway. I got to lay out, and Joseph Waller going to be there. I talked to him last night. He's going to preach.
Okay.
We're going to minister, too. Mm-hmm. I got to put
but,
it.
But
get
you
his
get blockages and stuff from eating bad and all of that stuff. You see how the devil just try to lie to you? You get blockages from doing bad stuff. That's the devil. It's smoking and eating grease and this, that, and the other. You are the.
I'm going to stomp on his head tonight.
Because I'm trying to eat the best I can. Y'all know I be eating avocados and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
I'm
going to do tonight.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to tell you. It's from you. Ray Ray said she just going to cry, Granny. I said, well, I ain't going to tell
you. No, I'm not, baby. No, I'm not. Mm-mm. Because I know. I got gifts, too.
No.
Nah. You ain't got no blockage. It's another lie.
Right. Yep. And I shouldn't be up on the stretch no way, but I'm.
And he going to tell you to come back in 4 months.
Right. In 4 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's something.
So
yeah, that's something.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't a lie.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay because we've been. We finna tear that playhouse, that kingdom down. Do you hear me? Because God
that's
finna
right
do something. I'm telling you all. I'm telling you, this ministry going to be all the way full-time ministry. And we're going to have to help people everywhere. He said, you got people everywhere. He said, they gonna come to you all battered and abused. Prostitutes and everything coming. That boy ministered to me today, this evening. He said, because you got that nurture, that mother love in you also as an apostle. He said, you know just how to talk to them, how to communicate with them. And that girl so asked me, the one we gave that furniture to, will you be my spiritual mama? I said, yeah. The girl's mama, the one that's 50. I said, sure, no problem. Mhm. It ain't no problem, but it's going on more than that. It's something because I got a call from him, then the Memphis lady, then the cell call all this evening since I've been settled about 4:35 o'clock. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But they just wanted to kind of minister to my spirit and pray for me. Mm-hmm. I ain't had to call nobody.
That's right.
But God is, I'm telling you. God is so good, and we're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to go with it. God don't, he gonna, he finna move by his power now. I already know it. Once I come off this fast and consecration next week, it's mm-hmm. gonna be on. I ain't gotta cook for Ed either, cause he getting his tea for tomorrow. Ain't gonna have to be in the kitchen talking about cooking. Hmm. I'm gonna fast and consecrate right with him. He's gonna be fasting with some smoothies and stuff, and you know, like tomato soup and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jello and stuff. You finna get all on board this time. So, y'all just keep me in your prayers and keep the ministry in your prayers, because God gonna give us a building, especially when I go down there on that radio broadcast. He gonna just put a building right here.
I perceive that. I believe that. It's time.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
Amen.
And about five people prophets and told me I'm finna get ready to get a building. Mm-hmm. So I ain't worried about it. I know it's gonna happen. I know it's gonna happen. And then the lady asked me out of North Carolina, could I come preach? When can I come preach for her? I told her, I'll let her know. I'm going.
All right.
You want to do a revival? Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Pastor of a church.
All right.
So, God is a good thing. I'm telling you, God is such a good God. I'm telling you, he's so good.
Yes,
anyway, y'all have a good night. Carlin, you okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Carlin. You okay?
Yes, I'm
go to sleep.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Okay, you need some soup. I'll bring it and sit it at the door.
I know you will, Pastor. Thank you.
I do it. Be praying for
the
weather. She's going to be all right. She got just a few more days.
Just make it plain. I got COVID. Make it plain. That's what I need prayer for.
Yeah.
You're going to be the same. I'm going to
definitely be praying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she gonna get through it. Mm-hmm. Cause I saw Nita. I'm gonna need you, baby. So I'm going down there, but I'm gonna see if I can come down there sometime. If I can do the live broadcast, the radio broadcast from downstairs, I'm gonna see what he's saying. I should be able to, because they ain't going to be able to see me no way. Radio. But on the live, they will. So I'm going to talk to them. We're supposed to meet Thursday.
Okay. That sounds good.
I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. I see y'all by the grace of God on that live broadcast. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Love you, too. Get you some sleep.
Oh, I will, baby.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
I just love you all.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.